Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Did you know that June is National Dairy Month? June is the perfect time to celebrate dairy by drinking milk and eating cheese, yogurt, and of course, ice cream. I'm Debbie Arthur of Arthur Dairy. I'm a proud dairy farmer, and I invite you to join me in celebrating all things dairy this month. To search recipes that include healthy and delicious dairy foods, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Plains Grain's releasing their latest wheat harvest update overnight, showing no real progress Wednesday to Thursday. As far as Oklahoma is concerned, they showed an increase of 7 percentage points on harvest compared to a week ago, their first report of the season. They showed that we're now at 25% harvested in the state of Oklahoma. Texas is reported at 42% harvested now across their state, and Kansas still at zero, according to the Plains Grains report. They say that there's been no real gains from a week ago. A few test cuts, a few loads of wheat have come into Kansas, but it's been, as rains have been spaced out in such a way to keep combines out of the fields for much of this last week. According to Plains Grains, Texas and Oklahoma both reporting an overall average protein of 11%, with test weights still above 58 pounds per bushel. Yields are still being reported as very good and well above both states' long-term averages. That's encouraging. The rains, though, put us in danger of those numbers slipping downward rapidly if we can't get the wheat out of the fields very, very soon. American Farm Bureau, National Cattlemen's Beef Association both saying hip, hip, hooray for word coming from the Risk Management Agency of USDA that if you've got prevented planting acres, you put a cover crop on it, you'll be able to hay and graze it as of September 1 instead of November 1 of this year. Zippy Duval, President of American Farm Bureau, saying that farmers, ranchers appreciate the needed flexibility being granted by RMA with this announcement. Yesterday, USDA also announcing that there'll be $75 million in funding for the eradication and control of wild hogs through the feral swine eradication and control pilot program. This is going to be a joint effort between the Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS. Up to $33.5 million of those allocated funds, about half the money, will be going toward partnership efforts to work with landowners in the approved areas, which include Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas, also Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and South Carolina as well. APHIS has determined that these are the states where we have the highest wild hog population densities and associated damages. The monies will be used to try to remove the hogs. That'll be directed by APHIS. Restoration efforts of the land that have been damaged by the hogs by NRCS. Finally, yesterday in Washington, officials from USDA and Homeland Security signed a memorandum of agreement formally outlining how the departments are going to be transferring the operation and ownership of the National Agro and Biodefense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas. You've got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.